Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. Crypto hack attack. Bad actors were able to launder $15 million worth of Ethereum from a major crypto exchange using a service called Tornado Cash. And our next guest is here to explain how Tornado Cash works and the steps investors can take to protect themselves. That's part of our Crypto Corner segment presented by Tastyworks. And with us today, we've got Victor Fang, who is the Anchen.ai co-founder and CEO. We've also got Yahoo Finance's own David Hollerith joining us now. Let's dive right in the interest of time here. Victor, I want to go to you first here. Help us break down the significance of this crypto.com hack that took place and the significance that it places once again around security within the space too.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here. So yeah, crypto.com got hacked, right? And then $15 million being sent to Tornado Cash and other mixers, right, a few days ago. And I mean, we've been following this incident, and I think it's probably related to the two-factor authentication hack. It's not on the blockchain. I want to highlight it's not on the blockchain or smart contract, anything like that. But it's actually on the internet cybersecurity of the countermeasure that company probably have done poorly. And this is actually all related to this emerging sector in cybersecurity called the Web3 security. And Web3 security is all around protecting cryptos, smart contracts, your NFTs, and all blockchain digital assets.
Yeah, so Victor, can you explain what a mixing service is, just to give our audience a little more context?
Absolutely. So so far, there are three different kinds of major mixing services, right? So I mean, the layer one, for example, Monero Gcash, and another one is those UTXO-based mixings like Wasabi, CoinJoin wallets, and all that. And this one we're seeing here is actually the Tornado Cash, which we think is actually the latest cool technology being deployed in this space. So it's all enabled by a smart contract. And it's also using one of the elegant cryptography algorithm called zero-knowledge proof, which actually is a very hard to crack. So this is actually the nature of the Tornado Cash, how it was implemented. And now it's being implemented and open source in Solidity, which is the most popular smart contract language. And it can literally be deploying all other Solidity-based blockchains.
Yeah, and Victor, you've been monitoring Tornado Cash for the past year. Can you just sort of tell us a little bit more about the popularity of the service and how it's used more generally? And I know it's not all criminal activity.
Absolutely, you're right. So I would want to highlight that privacy is not criminal activities. Like, for example, you're using, like, some of us use the Chrome incognito mode, right? That's not a criminal activity. But what we're being seeing, right, over the, at least this Tornado Cash, it was being followed for about like 1 year now, right? So the hacker turns out to be exploiting this technology a lot, right? Like what you're seeing like a few days ago, crypto.com, right? And the data, right, we're being following this the activity, right, on the blockchain for a while. And last year alone, Tornado Cash has been, they make about over $10 billion of crypto being transacted there, right? It's actually a 600% year-over-year growth. So it's gaining a lot of popularity. And I think that number I just shared with you, $10 billion, is only on Ethereum blockchain. And like I said before, all Solidity-based blockchains can actually literally just take the code and deploy and then start that infrastructure there. So that number will go up this year, no surprise.
Victor, with that said, certainly a lot of investors wondering about the security here. What do you tell investors what they can do, the steps they can take to protect themselves in light of the latest hack?
Yeah, great questions, right? So I think Web3 security is a emerging trend in this $200 billion cybersecurity sector, right? And so most of the clients, right, come to Anchen AI, right, looking for help when they got hacked. And we are turning to an incident response and blockchain forensics, right, service like that. But and actually, we are actually very glad to see a lot of them actually now realize that, whoa, it's actually we should invest in the preventative countermeasure for their crypto assets, right? So, yeah, to most of us, right? So individual investors and all that, preventative is actually way more important than post incident, right? So when you're seeing all these hacks in the news, it's already too late. And there's only very few things we could do if it's already hacked. But preventative, for example, the first one I would recommend is invest in a hardware wallet, okay? Don't store serious assets in browser or like a software kind of wallet. The second one, beware of phishing attack. It's actually possible to spoof the email. You can fake it, oh, it's sending from crypto.com, right? And I guess this is probably what happened, right? Social engineering and all that. And those may actually bypass your 2FA. So it's a human error, basically. And that happened all the time in the cybersecurity domain. This is not a surprise. The third one is to, if you're investing in NFT or any smart contract assets, right? So you make sure it's being audited by top tier experts like us, right? So because that's another, that's actually one of the key components of Web3 security. You want to make sure that it's actually secure on the smart contract side. And lastly, when you got hacked and all that, it's actually not the end of the world. We are here to help.
All good takeaways there, Victor. It's good to have you on today. Victor Fang, Onchain AI co-founder and CEO, and our very own David Hollerith joining in on the conversation.